You're listening to Idaho Matters. You know, for more than 20 years, the City of Boise's Arts and History Department has offered grants to individuals and organizations, both big and small, to fund projects that benefit the city. Well, the city has expanded this program to grant $150,000 annually. But this year, because of the pandemic, they are hosting two rounds of funding. This round will close in just 1 week on June 30th. Joining our show today to talk more about this change and to encourage folks to apply is Amy Fackler, who oversees the grant program with the Department of Arts and History. Amy, good to have you on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I mean, $150,000 every year, that's a good chunk of change. So what are some of the projects that you've funded recently, maybe, that people might be aware of?
Well, we've funded quite a bit this year, although we've had to do some modifications with the pandemic, of course. But we have funded some typical, you know, organizations such as the Boise Philharmonic and the Global Lounge World Village that's postponed until next year, but we've supported that in the past few years. And Idaho Office for Refugees, World Refugee Day, which was online. You may have watched some
of that. This year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We recently did, I think this was in the last year's cycle, it was last May, the Corridos Project, which is Mexican ballads that was at the Egyptian Theater. That were included some performances and dances and let's see. I mean, there's quite
so
a
many. Yeah. So talk about the decision then to split this year's grant program into two.
Sure. Well, there was so much uncertainty going on with even as I was talking to current recipients and trying to figure out what's going to happen, coming up with group sizes and what our phasing and just not knowing how to plan exactly. So we thought that it would offer some more flexibility to split it into two. And for the first round that closes next week, that will be for projects that are between October 1st of 2020 and end of March of 2021. And then round two will open in early October. And that will be for projects that start April 1st and run through September 30th in an attempt to, you know, by then, if people aren't able to solidify a plan now, that hopefully there'll be more clarity as we move forward, fingers crossed.
And right. It sounds like it gives people more time to kind of just have that ability to figure that stuff out.
Right. And also people can apply for both rounds. And so if somebody wanted to experiment a little in this first round with trying something virtuals, you know, with this uncertainty, you know, that they're welcome to kind of try to think outside the box this, this round, and then, you know, maybe go with something more event-based for the next one.
You know, I'm curious, with the topic of racial justice at the front of so many of our conversations right now, what kind of conversations have you been having with your grants team? I mean, especially when it comes to, you know, making sure that there's equity within your program.
Sure. And I guess there's a lot to that, but I want to start with, I think we've had some successes with that, but we recognize there's a lot of work to do and that, I'm aware in my role and other staff members of that intrinsic privilege with being gatekeepers the systems that we have. So I want to be really clear about that we understand that and take that very seriously. We've been working a lot. We've been having training, diversity, equity, inclusion training. We've meet regularly together to talk over these issues and how to move forward. And really, I think I'm grateful for my coworkers and our leadership for really being committed to progressing and moving forward and recognizing that this is just such a momentous time and we want to gain, make some progress, some real progress as we move forward and learn and listen and try to be building with and not for as we go through these processes. So,
I'm so sorry. I have to wrap you up. We're running out of time.
Sure.
But people, no. So people can apply. They just go to your website to get the information on how to apply.
Yes, BoiseArtsAndHistory.org. And on the opportunities, there's a grant page, and you can find the application and the criteria and the information. And please contact me with any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Amy Fackler, who oversees the grant program for Boise Arts and History. Remember, tomorrow our medical experts are on. If you have a question, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we may ask your question on the air tomorrow. It is Tuesday. I hope you find some joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.